Hebrew Year 5777, Prayer for the Republic of the United States of America. Remember us, the Republic of the United States of America, our leaders, our people, our posterity, our land, and our territory. O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people, O visit us with your salvation, that we may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that we may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that we may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Likewise, to Israel, the holy city of Jerusalem, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. We decree, it has been decreed in heaven, and we decree on earth, President Donald Trump, the Lord God of heaven and earth, raise you up for himself a faithful leader who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind. He will build you a sure house, the Republic of the United States of America, and you, Donald Trump, shall walk before him anointed forever. The Lord has called you, Donald Trump, from the womb. From the matrix of your mother he has made mention of your name, and he has made your mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has hidden you, and made you a polished shaft. In his quiver he has hidden you. No weapon formed against you or your administration will prosper. Every tongue that rises up in judgment against you, Donald Trump, and your administration, we condemn. Every curse sent against you, Donald Trump, we command to return to its source. We evoke Psalms 7:16. Whosoever curses Donald Trump or the Republic of the United States of America, his trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government of the Republic of the United States of America will be upon his shoulder. He is our Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end in this Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God, and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From this time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. We loose the angels, abiding in and bearing the awesome name of Jesus Christ, one with Jesus Christ, in this year of the open heavens, the year of the sword, 5777, we loose and release the government glory angel of the Republic of the United States of America and the government glory angels of every state, territory, and all of the land in the Republic of the United States of America, the government glory angels of Alabama, the government glory angels of Alaska, the government glory angels of Arizona, the government glory angels of Arkansas, the government glory angels of California, the government glory angels of Colorado, the government glory angels of Connecticut, the government glory angels of Delaware, the government glory angels of Florida, the government glory angels of Georgia, the government glory angels of Hawaii, the government glory angels of Idaho, the government glory angels of Illinois, the government glory angels of Indiana, the government glory angels of Iowa, the government glory angels of Kansas, the government glory angels of Kentucky, the government glory angels of Louisiana, the government glory angels of Maine, the government glory angels of Maryland, the government glory angels of Massachusetts, the government glory angels of Michigan, the government glory angels of Minnesota, the government glory angels of Mississippi, the government glory angels of Missouri, the government glory angels of Montana, the government glory angels of Nebraska, the government glory angels of Nevada, the government glory angels of New Hampshire, the government glory angels of New Jersey, the government glory angels of New Mexico, the government glory angels of New York, the government glory angels of North Carolina, the government glory angels of North Dakota, the government glory angels of Ohio, the government glory angels of Oklahoma, the government glory angels of Oregon, the government glory angels of Pennsylvania, the government glory angels of Rhode Island, the government glory angels of South Carolina, the government glory angels of South Dakota, the government glory angels of Tennessee, the government glory angels of Texas, the government glory angels of Utah, the Government Glory Angels of Vermont, the Government Glory Angels of Virginia, the Government Glory Angels of Washington, the Government Glory Angels of West Virginia, the Government Glory Angels of Wisconsin, the Government Glory Angels of Wyoming, the Government Glory Angels of the District of Columbia, Government Glory Angels of America, Samoa, Government Glory Angels of Guam, the Government Glory Angels of Northern Mariana Island, Government Glory Angels of Puerto Rico, the Government Glory Angels of Virgin Islands, and the Government Glory Angels over the Government Glory Angels over the embassies, military bases, and all the land of the Republic of the United States of America, all the territorial angels in the land, and legions of angels in the host of heaven, to preserve the Republic and fulfill the destiny and purpose of the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God, as is written in the Book of Life before the foundation of the world, to root out, expose, and destroy all those that are working to destroy America and the Republic. This nation, the Republic of the United States of America, belongs to God Almighty. As one we decree, the arm of the evil man is broken. Together we loose the host of heaven and the legions of holy angels of heaven to search out all his wickedness in the nation of the Republic of the United States of America until there is none. Likewise to Israel and the nations in Africa, we loose the Government Glory Angels of Israel, the Government Glory Angels of Kenya, the Government Glory Angels of Uganda, the Government Glory Angels of the Congo, the Government Glory Angels of Somalia, the Government Glory Angels of Sudan, the Government Glory Angels of Nigeria, the Government Glory Angels of Rwanda, the Government Glory Angels of Burundi, and also the Government Glory Angels of Libya, and the Government Glory Angels of Chad, and the legions of angels, all the territorial angels and the host of heaven, to preserve these nations and fulfill their destiny. Vindicate us, O God, and plead our cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver us from the deceitful and unjust man. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man, O Lord. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. May the Father, God of righteousness, keep our people from the snares they have laid for us and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Bring our people of the Republic of the United States of America out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay of sin. Place their feet on the rock of their salvation, Jesus Christ, and establish them as holy people. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while we, the people of the Republic of the United States of America, escape safely. In you, O Lord, we put our trust. Let us never be ashamed. Deliver us in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to us. Deliver our nation, the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God, speedily. Be our rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save us. For you are our rock and our fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead us and guide us. Pull us out of the net which they have secretly laid for us. For you are our strength. Into your hand we commit our spirit. You have redeemed us, O Lord, God of truth. We have hated those who regard useless idols, but we trust in the Lord. We will be glad and rejoice in your mercy. For you have considered our trouble. You have known our souls in adversities, and have not shut us up into the hand of the enemy. You have set our feet in a wide place. Have mercy on our people, O Lord, for we are in trouble. Our eye wastes away with grief. Yes, our souls and our bodies, for our life is spent with grief and our years with sighing. Our strength fails because of our iniquity and our bones waste away. We are a reproach among all our enemies, but especially among our neighbors, and we are repulsive to our acquaintances. Those who see us outside flee from us. We are forgotten like a dead man out of mind. We are like a broken vessel. For we hear the slander of many, fears on every side, while they take counsel together against us. They scheme to take away our life. But as for our nation, we trust in you, O Lord. We say, you are our God. Our times are in your hand. Deliver us from the hand of our enemies and from those who persecute us. Make your face shine upon your servant, Donald Trump, and the people of the Republic of the United States of America. Save our nation for your mercy's sake. Do not let us be ashamed, O Lord, for we have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide us in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall hide our president, Donald Trump, in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep us, President Donald Trump, and the people of the Republic of the United States of America, secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown us his marvelous kindness in a strong nation. For I said in my haste, we are cut off from before your eyes. The righteous despair in our nation, that there is no turning back. We have sunk too far into the mire of sin. Too many of our people are deceived by the lie. Our media twists the truth, dramatizing the lie, and the people are deceived. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of our supplications when we cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. He will redeem our land, deliver our people, and restore our blessing. Redeem the time, O faithful God, restore our nation to its destiny and God-given purpose. Likewise to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. We decree, together with Jesus Christ, we decree in the heavens and on earth that the Republic of the United States of America bears the Word and will birth the Word in the nations. We are a cradle for the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the Hebrew year 5777, the year of the sword, coordination, and the scepter. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them. Governors and leaders of the states and territories of the Republic of the United States of America, we beg of you, choose life for you and your land. Choose to obey his voice and cling to him, for he is life and strength of days. We decree, if you choose life, then the Lord God of heaven and earth will raise you up for himself a faithful leader who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind, who will build you a sure house, and you shall walk before him anointed forever. Jesus said, for he who is not against us is on our side. Therefore, choose life so that you and your descendants may live. We ask and receive that those governors and all those in a position of power within the government, federal, state, or territory, who rebel and refuse to answer to and obey Jesus Christ be removed from office or their position of leadership and replaced with God-fearing men or women. Mercy! Mercy, 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 mercy. We are the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God. We are the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God. We are the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God. We are the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God. We are the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God. We are the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God. We are the Republic of the United States of America, one nation under God. Jesus is our Lord. The God of Israel is our God. Jesus is our Lord. The God of Israel is our God. Jesus is our Lord. The God of Israel is our God. Jesus is our Lord. The God of Israel is our God. Jesus is our Lord. The God of Israel is our God. Jesus is our Lord. The God of Israel is our God. Jesus is our Lord. The God of Israel is our God. The Lord goes before us. The God of Israel is our rear guard. The Lord goes before us. The God of Israel is our rear guard. The Lord goes before us. The God of Israel is our rear guard. The Lord goes before us. The God of Israel is our rear guard. The Lord goes before us. The God of Israel is our rear guard. The Lord goes before us. The God of Israel is our rear guard. The Lord goes before us. The God of Israel is our rear guard. We choose life and blessing for the Republic of the United States of America. We choose life and blessing for the Republic of the United States of America. We choose life and blessing for the Republic of the United States of America. We choose life and blessing for the Republic of the United States of America. We choose life and blessing for the Republic of the United States of America. We choose life and blessing for the Republic of the United States of America. We choose life and blessing for the Republic of the United States of America. Let the Lord Himself be a wall of fire around our country, and He will be the glory inside our borders. Let the Lord Himself be a wall of fire around our country, and He will be the glory inside our borders. Let the Lord Himself be a wall of fire around our country, and He will be the glory inside our borders. Let the Lord Himself be a wall of fire around our country, and He will be the glory inside our borders. Let the Lord Himself be a wall of fire around our country, and He will be the glory inside our borders. Let the Lord Himself be a wall of fire around our country, and He will be the glory inside our borders. Let the Lord Himself be a wall of fire around our country, and He will be the glory inside our borders.